So we are going to move into the meeting this morning. Hope everybody's doing well. If we can start with roll call for the Education POC meeting of May 27th, 2021. And I'll start with Brian Langille. I don't know if Brian's on yet. Okay. Don Brown, Commissioner Brown?
Yes, here.
Commissioner John?
Yes, here.
Excellent. Commissioner Schiffer?
I'm on.
Good morning. And then from staff, I have Justin Vogel. Is Justin here?
Yes, Commissioner Bure, I'm here.
Excellent. Thank you. Jim Hammers?
Here.
Obviously, Thomas Campbell?
I'm here.
Chris Howell? I believe I saw Chris Howell on.
She is on, but her phone is on mute, and she usually can't speak at the meeting, so she's good to go.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. I've got Michael Clark.
I'm here, Mr. Chair.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. And I think I heard Mo jump on, too. Mo, are you there?
Yes, here. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, we're going to, well, first, Michael, do we have a quorum?
Yes, we do, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I just want to remind everybody of their online etiquette. Obviously, everybody's already practicing it. Just mute your phones if you're not actively speaking, please. Wanted to take a moment and thank Michael Clark for just helping me prepare. This is the first meeting that I'm chairing, so I wanted to thank Michael for helping me get prepared for that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right, if we can move into the review and approval of the May 27th, 2021 meeting agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll look for a motion to approve.
Brown moves their approval.
I'll second it.
We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Thank you. Motion carries. We'll move into agenda item number 3, the review and approval of April 1st, 2021 meeting minutes. Are there any changes to the minutes? All right. Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
Schiffer.
Second.
This
is David John.
Thank you. We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. We have no pending accreditor applications for recommendation at this time. So we're moving into agenda item number 5, the rule workshop for Rule 61 G20-6.002. And I'll ask Thomas to lead that discussion.
Good morning. We had a couple of items we didn't get to at our last meeting, so we'll go through those. And we also have an additional item to consider as well. Once we do that, then we'll look at the ways staff is looking to implement the recommended changes from the last meeting as well. So first on the list was item E. We didn't quite get to this at our last meeting, but I'm going to skip it for right now because we've integrated it into item G. So that takes us down to item F, and this was a proposed change that would require the course of accreditations to be completed by independent accreditation bodies pursuant to specific national standards. This would be a fundamental change to the regulatory scheme that's been in place concerning the advanced code, Corman code courses. So if it were approved or it was a route we wanted to take, it would require a substantial amount of discussion on behalf of the POC and the commitment and the commission. So that's do any of the commissioners, do you have any clarifying questions?
Tom, this is David. I do have a question.
Sure.
Is there an issue that we need to get the accreditation board involved in? If there's not, I mean, there's a huge amount of time and expense to get this accreditation. I'm just wondering, is there a history of issues that we need to do this?
No, there isn't. When we opened the rule for comment for comments, that this was a comment that was sort of submitted by the accrediting board itself. So, but there hasn't been an issue that we've seen that we think we would want to move in this direction at this point in time.
I read the submission from the National Accreditation Board, and I'm thinking if there's not an issue with it, then I would say we keep doing what we're doing, unless there's a reason to do the accreditation board. But I've never seen any, and I would if I could put a motion forward, unless there's further discussion.
I want to go to the pub. I want to go to the public first, and then I'll come back for a moment for a motion. All right. Do any other commissioners have any clarifying questions? All right.
Schiffer, just a quick question.
Oh, sure.
Any of the ANSI approved groups, they could become accreditors in our system now, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so essentially, if this became, you know, we adopted this, we'd really wipe out the Florida accreditors that we've relied on in the past, right?
It could, yes.
Okay.
This is Mo Medani, if it's okay. I think really the issue here, what they're talking about here is accrediting a program. You're dealing with accreditors that already certified by the state. We do require certain qualification for them, in order to be accreditor, whether they have to be licensed in their field of interest and what have you. So you already covered that. I don't think you need this.
Right.
Yeah.
Any other commissioners have any clarifying questions? All right, I'll go to the public for any questions or input. All right, now back to the POC for a moment for a motion.
This is I make a motion we remain the same.
All right, Commissioner Schiffer has a motion to remain the same. Do we have a second?
I second it. It's David John.
We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries to say the same.
All right, let's move down to item G. So in item G, we're proposing to remove courts syllabus from the course reference materials upload the categories. We're proposing to do this because that term does not currently appear in the rule. So we don't think that it's needed as a specific category. We also want to add method of course evaluation to the course presentation upload the categories and add a template of course completion certificate to those materials as well. And so the commission has approved currently categories you see in item 1I, and we would propose changing those to what you see down in 2I, and then we'll have some corresponding changes to the form itself. Do any commissioners have any clarifying questions about this?
Tom, I just want to make a comment that getting through for this meeting, just to have the two forms made it so much easier, and I think these things, especially the certificate, is important that we know that they're giving out that certificate with the right information. So I really like what you've done here, and I think it's really going to make it easier for us to review these courses.
Okay, good. Any other commissioners have a comment or clarifying questions? All right, I'll go to the public now. Does anyone have any questions or comments? All right, so we'll go to the POC for a moment for a motion.
Tom, I make a motion to approve the listed changes.
All right, so we have a motion from Commissioner John. Do we have a second?
Brown, second.
A second from Commissioner Brown. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
All right. Now we'll go back to the chairman to the changes we worked on last time, or that we went to implement from last time. This was a change that eliminated the initial toggle on the application page as if it was classroom or instructor led, and you asked that we eliminate those and then drop them down into the method of presentation section on the form, and I'll pull the form up. Here's a draft of what that would look like. And you can see that there's no initial toggle there anymore, and that the on-demand self-study is its own checkbox, the live and the live instructor led is its own checkbox, and then the computer internet can be checked as well. And you can check more, and the applicants will be able to check more than one of these boxes. Just it'll be based on how they want to present their course. And does anybody have any questions about that change?
Tom, this is David. You know, I think we got a submission from Wendy Johnson with AIA.
Mm-hmm.
And she's brought up some very good points. She's saying that that we should change the wording to face-to-face or live or online or in person. So I'm thinking that we should spend a little bit more time on these descriptions, because I think we agreed that computer internet is kind of like pass. And so maybe we should update it to the stuff that Wendy Johnson has in her note to you. I think
we did talk about that, and their big thing was that they wanted to ensure that there was an on-demand self-study there. And by being able to check more than one of the boxes, I think that in the computer and the internet, if you check that and then check live instructor-led, then that would get you to the point where we would know that it is a online instructor-led course and that someone's appearing on video cam and lecturing to a group of people, or if it was an on-demand one where the video was already done, they would be able to check computer/internet and then on-demand self-study, and we'd be able to know what they were going to do, and I think it accomplishes what they need as far as being able to pick those items.
But my question then is computer internet, do we still want to use those terms? Because I thought we kind of talked about moving away from that. That's the only one then. The only term would be computer internet.
So if we could change that to online, if somebody thought that was better. I don't know if that's actually better or not though. So, but that could be an option. Let me go back.
The plan is to do that. Now, we're not getting into the
So, AIA.
Reading about that, anything else, this, the credit, the evaluation, the criteria.
We could change it instead of computer/internet, it could be online/internet. If we thought that was a better term, what do you think about that?
I think that's better, Tom. I think the word computer is, we've kind of moved on from that, right?
I think that would make sense, and I'll make a note of that. And we'll incorporate that in the motion. If Evan folks want to do. Do any other commissioners have any clarifying questions?
Yeah, Schiffer does.
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, this is Schiffer. Do I have the floor?
Yes, you do.
So what did you just do now? You're using, going back to the phrase online as opposed to on-demand?
So, no, we're not going to mess with on-demand/self-study. What we were going, or what Commissioner John's proposing to do is that in the second item here, instead of computer/internet, it would be online/internet.
Okay. I mean, somebody could send out a disc or something with the course on it.
Or we could just have three of them there too. We could have computer / internet / online.
Yeah. I like that. Maybe that's a good idea.
Okay. We can propose that as an option when we come back to the pop. Do any other commissioners have any clarifying questions on this? I'll go to the public for any input. Okay, then we'll come back to the POC, and I think we'll test what Commissioner Schiffer just stated first. Do we have a motion to approve the change to the form with the addition for item 2 to say computer / internet / online?
Schiffer will move that.
We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. I just want to remind everybody, if you're not talking, please mute your phones. There was some background noise just a minute ago. Thank you.
All right. So item B from the last meeting was change the course title requirements. And it was to remove the term internet or any other descriptive term from the course title. And we'll be able to and you'll be able to see that we made that change right here in the rule. Does anybody have any clarifying questions about that change? I'll go to members of the public for comment. Don't have anything. We don't need a motion from the talk on this right now, because we'll do that at the end when we approve all of the revisions to the rule. So that takes us on to item C, which the commission didn't take any action on, so we'll move past that. And in item D is where you approve the change to move away from the 5 categories down to 2 categories of course reference materials and course presentation materials. You'll be able to see that change on your screen. Yeah.
That really helped. So, good job on getting that done, because it really made the review a lot easier.
Good. So this is what the change is going to look like on the admin on the application. Does anybody or do any commissioners have any questions about the proposed change? I'll go to members of the public and back to the POC for a motion to approve the change to the application to reduce the upload categories to 2 for course reference materials and course presentation materials.
I make the motion to approve.
We have a first from Commissioner John.
Brown seconds.
Second from Commissioner Brown. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
All right. Now, the next item we have is going to apply to this same page of the application. When applicants go to this page, they're going to get a pop-up window that appears. It's more like a pop-up page. And I will pull what we plan to put into that window up on your screen now. So this gives them a description of what the rule requires and what should be included in course reference materials. And then in the course presentation materials, all of this information is pulled from the rule with a few small tweaks. The items in red are new for today's meeting. They include the certificate of completion and what's going to need to be included in that. And then you'll see on the bottom there's some additional instructions that are going to be added for course presentation materials, which are going to be that all fonts that are appearing in the materials shall be at least equivalent to 12-point font, and that if slides are part of the material of the materials, only 2 slides per page shall be submitted. So these are the instruction page or the information page that we're planning to have shown to the applicants. And another thing to point out here that's new is that we're going to embed a link here to a page on the BCIS that's going to contain examples of all these types of materials. So it'll give the applicants an idea of how to appropriately prepare their materials. And we'll go through those in a minute. Does anybody have any clarifying questions on the instruction page that's going to appear on the application?
Tom, this is David. I have a question.
Sure.
I am wondering if this would include having to have a title page attached to the presentation. In other words, I understand the certificate needs this information, but would we accept the presentation without a cover page?
As of right now, we would, because the POC and the commission didn't approve the mandatory requirements for attainment for a title page. Well, hold on a second. Let me look at something. Yeah, we do not have a current requirement that the course presentation materials must have a cover slide or page. We do not have that requirement. Requirement, and it's not in the rule.
But can I bring up an example of one of the presentations that we reviewed for today, just to show you. The presentation has no cover slide, Can I reference that, or should I wait till we go to the presentation?
We should wait until we get to that application.
I want to talk about why the cover slide is important when we go to that presentation.
Okay. And let's talk about this with the rest of the pack. Do we want to require there to be a title slide on all of the presentations? What do we think about that? Okay. I'll go to members of the public then. And so now we're back to the POC, and Commissioner John is proposing a change that would require a title page or slide for all presentations. And right now the rule and this instruction page does not contain that requirement. Do we have a motion from any of the commissioners one way or the other?
All right, we're looking for a motion for the change.
Either for the change or the instruction page as it appeared in the materials. Either way.
Can we make an emotion to require the title page, or we're not? Is that not?
Right, if you want to make that motion, Commissioner John, you can make that motion.
Okay, I make the motion that we require a cover page, but also accept this as the instruction information page too. So we add the cover page, the first page, and also we approve this as the instructions.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor. We're looking for a second.
Schiffer will second.
Thank you, Commissioner. We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
All right. The next items we have, I mentioned that we prepared some examples of what course reference materials and course presentation materials could look like. We have three examples of a course description here. We have two example learning objectives. We have an example of a course outline, and examples of course timelines, examples of course evaluation the methods, and then an example of a template for requirement for a course of evaluation, and then a template for a certificate of completion that has all of the fields that are required by the instruction page. The plan for these documents would be to add them as a resource on the BCIS and then add that link to the instruction page. So any of the applicants would be able to access these examples from the application itself. Do any commissioners have any clarifying questions about these materials?
Tom, this is David. If I could. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I really like this. Excellent job. Michael put this together. Excellent. My only comment would be on the last page where you have certificate of completion.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an example of a template. I think that's an example of the text required. Because the certificate, you know, typically they're going to give a certificate has a border and, you know, more, it's fancy. So I don't think we're asking anybody to fill this in and submit it as a certificate, right?
We are not. It's just an example. It's just an example of the way that they can do it.
So can you change the title to the example of template and text required?
We're not
telling somebody that this is their certificate.
All right. So this would be example of text and template of required.
Not really the template, right? Because no one's going to send that out and fill that in and send it out as a certificate of completion.
That's true. So it's just an example of required text for a certificate of completion or required information.
Yeah. I would take the word template out.
Okay.
Required text for a certificate of completion.
Required text for a certificate. All right, we can make that change. Do any other commissioners have any clarifying questions? Go to members of the public. And back to the POC for a motion. We can do a motion to incorporate the change as Commissioner John stated, David, or a motion to approve the original materials, just whatever the POC would like to do.
Tom, can I make a motion that we approve the example documentation with the exception that we change the certificate of completion to read required text for a certificate of completion. So we approve the whole document with that change.
Yep.
All right, we have a motion on the floor from Commissioner John.
Brown seconds.
A second from Commissioner Brown. Any further discussion? I'll just add to the conversation. Excellent job on this, both Michael and Thomas and staff. Great job. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
All right. And then as an example, of course, the presentation materials we were planning to include this presentation. You'll see it has two slides per page, and the text is all equal to 12-point font or alignment or larger. Do any commissioners have any clarifying questions about the course presentation materials example? Any members of the public? Now back to the PAC for a motion.
All right, we're looking for a motion to approve the course materials presentation.
Brown moves approval.
We have a first from Commissioner Brown, a second from Commissioner John. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
And then the last thing we need to do is to approve the changes to the rule itself. We've had to update the name of the form, or we will update the name of the form. And we have to make some minor changes to eliminate the term in the internet from the course title requirement. We added the term course certificate of completion to the rule itself because we now use that term in the form or the application, and then just had to do some slight re-lettering of the rule here. Do any commissioners have any questions about those changes to the rule?
Tom, can I bring up number six right there on your screen? Can you explain what the commission show of audit a minimum of 2% of all credited courses? What is that, number six?
That is a course audit requirement. It's been being conducted by staff, and we do go back and check the quorum and check the core the courses for admin for accuracy, and if we ever saw an issue, then we would bring it to the POC and the commitment and the commission.
Thank you for explaining that. That's excellent. You guys are doing that.
Do any members of the public have comments or questions on the changes to rule? We can go back to the POC for a moment for a motion to approve the changes to rule 61 G20-6.002.
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion from Commissioner Brown looking for a second.
Schiffer, I second it.
We have 2 seconds from Commissioner Schiffer and Commissioner John. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
All right, and that concludes item 5 on the agenda, so I will turn it back to Michael Clark to go through the rest of the agenda.
Mr. Chair, do you want me to read the list of new courses and go through that agenda item?
Yes, sir. Mr. Clark, if you would, if we can read through each one of those, and then we'll take a motion on each.
Okay. All right. The first course is course number 1063.0. The course title, Advanced FBC 7th Edition 2020 Vertical Fenestration. The provider is AIA Florida. The accreditor is Code Consulting Services. And the accreditation date is 5/13/2021. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that will address the different fenestration codes within the Florida Building Code, 7th edition, 2020. Participants will learn why opening protection is so important and what codes to pay attention to when choosing fenestration products. The windborne debris provisions within the code will also be discussed, along with ASCE 7-10 map depicting where this is required. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you. At this time, we'll look for a motion, first and a second, and then open for discussion.
I make a motion to approve.
I believe Commissioner John made a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
No. Schiffer.
Commissioner Schiffer, second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark?
Next course is course number 1064.0. The course title is 2020 FBC Advanced Module 2017 NEC Article 680 Internet. The provider is Mike Holt Enterprises of Leesburg, Inc. The accreditor was Code Consulting Services, and the accreditation date was 5/13/2021. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour online course that highlights some of the requirements in the 2020 Florida Building Code about swimming pools and how they supplement or modify the requirements of the 2017 NEC. The goal of this program is to help electrical contractors understand concepts in Article 680 that apply to the installation of electrical wiring and equipment for swimming pools, spas, hot tubs, fountains, and hydromassage bathtubs. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll be looking for a motion.
Schiffer moves.
Thank you, Commissioner Schiffer. A second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Brown. Any further discussion? All those in favor? Please go ahead.
Can I bring up? This is an example of a presentation that doesn't have the cover slide, and the presentation doesn't, I didn't find anywhere where it talks about the Florida Building Commission. I think it's a good presentation, but I'm not sure I'm not sure if it has a minimum of 50% of actual training materials content shall be provided by the Florida Building. I think obviously it applies to the Florida Building Code, but I don't know. It's nowhere on that, in that presentation does it talk about the Florida Building Code. Unless I missed something, Michael, I don't see where it talks about the Florida Building Code. And I don't know if it has 50% content.
I think the idea is, Commissioner John, I think the idea is that the National Electric Code is one of our base codes, and this refers directly to the National Electric Code. And I think we have in the past allowed courses like this to be approved under the auspices of, even though it's not directly related to the Florida Building Code, it is related to the Florida Building Code because of the base code, if that makes sense.
I'm okay with that, and I think it's a good presentation. I'm just wondering if we should require the cover slide to say this is an advanced course of the Florida Building Code and covers NEC, which is part of what you just said. So my recommendation is add that to. Otherwise, there's nothing on that presentation. If you can pull it up again, Mike. There's nothing on there that says it's anything to do with the Florida Building Code or advanced course.
That is correct.
This is Sharon McNardy, the accreditor. Could I speak?
Yes, Sharon, go ahead.
Thank you. So the Florida Building Code has a chapter 35 in the building volume, and I don't know off the top of my head the chapter in the residential volume, but it has a chapter for reference standards. And the NEC 70, which is the National Electric Code, is referenced in the Florida Building Code. And once you have a reference to a standard, that becomes part of the Florida Building Code. So electrical contractors licensed by the ECLB need a course for their trade on the National Electric Code, because we don't have a electrical volume for the Florida Building Code. We reference the NEC. So that's why this is like this. The syllabus references the Florida Building Code, and that the NEC is adopted into that. And this particular provider does excellent continuing education for licensees that are licensed by the ECLB, because this is directly related to their trade, and this is purely code all the way through this course on how to deal with swimming pools, spas, hot tub fountains, and pool lifts that was just recently added to this area, and how to install them safely. So in my opinion, there are not a lot of good electrical courses out there. There are not a lot of electrical courses out there, let alone really good ones that do this. The Swimming Pool Association, I believe, has some really good ones out there as well. But this is definitely a course that is based on information that is critical to the Florida Building Code. Thank you for your letting me speak.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Michael, can I reply?
Yes, please.
I totally agree with what you're saying. It's an excellent course, and from what Michael told us, it fits within the 50% definition. All I'm suggesting is that the cover slide says something about the Florida Building Code, the addition of the Florida Building Code. I'm not suggesting they change anything in the presentation. It is excellent, but just the attendee would know that, yes, this is an advanced course approved by the Florida Building Commission. So all I'm suggesting is they add a cover slide that says that.
Okay, Mr. Clark, do you have any thoughts on that?
I think what we can do is we can approve this course, and we can I can add in the motion for the provider to add a title slide that states what Commissioner John is asking for, and we do that all the time. So we can approve this course subject to a title slide being added, and I would make sure that happens working with Sharon McNardy.
Okay. Are there any
I think the course is excellent and should be approved, and if Michael can get that title slide added, I am good to go.
That will happen, Commissioner John.
All right, so at this point, I believe we're looking for a motion that includes the title slide adjustment by the maker of the motion. Do we have such?
Yes.
Commissioner Schiffer is first. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Commissioner Brown, thank you. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Good discussion. Thank you. Mr. Clark?
The next course is course number 1065.0. The course title is 2020 FBC Changes, Advanced Code Module Live. The provider is Mike Holt Enterprises of Leesburg, Inc. The accreditor is Code Consulting Services, and the accreditation date was 5/13/2021. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course designed to highlight some of the requirements and changes in the 2020 Florida Building Code that are relevant to licensees working with electrical systems. This course covers the changes made to the Florida Building Code regarding electrical installation, repairs, alterations, and change of occupancy. As a result of an administrative review of this course, again, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll be looking for a motion on this.
Brown moves approval.
Commissioner Brown is first. Commissioner Schiffer, did I hear you a second?
Yes, you did.
Thank you, sir. We have a first and a second. All those, I apologize. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark?
The final new course on the agenda is course number 1062.0. The course title is Advanced FEC 2020 7th Edition Residential Smoke and Carbon Monoxide Alarms. The course provider is Jake Leahy's Electrical Code Connection, the accreditor Code Consulting Services. The accreditation date is 5/4/2021. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course designed to familiarize the contractor with the regulations found in the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code and NFPA 72 for the installation of smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Looking for a motion on this?
Brown moves approval.
I second.
We have a first from Commissioner Brown, a second from Commissioner John. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Great job as always, Mr. Clark. Thank you for going through that with us.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Agenda item number 7, we have no pending administratively approved updated courses that I'm aware of. Agenda item number 8, we have no pending administratively approved self-affirmed updated courses. So we'll move to agenda item number 9. Education Administrator Activity Report. Mr. Clark, I believe this is you.
That is correct. Ever so briefly, the Education Administrator Activity Report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the administrator from March 22, 2021 through May 17, 2021, including staffing the Ed Pop meeting and handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the FBC education program. Also included is training funding information for the remainder of 2021, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida. Mr. Chair, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the May 27, 2021 EDPOC agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Agenda item number 10 is to identify future POC member discussion issues. So I'd like to open it up to the members for any items you'd like to list for discussion for future.
Chairman, one of the things that we got back from a stakeholder was she questioned whether there needs to be two different approvals for a course that's in person and online. She's saying if it's online, even does it matter if the person's sitting in front or speaking via the web. So I think that needs to be discussed because that was something that was brought up by the stakeholder with AIA.
Okay, very good. Are there any other future discussion items? All right, hearing none. Thank you, Commissioner John. We'll add that. We'll move to agenda item number 11. I'm sorry, I was sitting here talking away and I didn't realize I was on mute. I apologize. Commissioner John, thank you for that. are there any other additional items for future discussion? Okay, hearing none, we will move to agenda item number 11, general public comment. If anybody from the general public would like to make a comment, please identify yourself and we will do so now. Okay, hearing none, we're going to close the general public comment and move to agenda item number 12, summary and review of meeting work products and adoption of recommendations for submittal to the commission. And I'm not hearing any items. Mr. Clark, do you have anything here that you'd like to add?
This item generally is where the minutes show all the motions that have occurred throughout the meeting. I don't think we need to review those. I'll just make sure they're included in the minutes.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you. Wanted to remind the members that our next meeting is in July. Date and time is still TBD. I believe that will be still a teleconference. Is that correct?
Yes, the pocket always meets via
teleconference. All right, very good. Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate that. Barring any other items for discussion, we are going to move the meeting adjourned.
Okay. Good job, Michael.
Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you all soon. Sure.